This podcast is brought to you by the Microsoft Partner Team in Switzerland. To give you an insight into our diverse partner landscape and how those partnerships can benefit your business, we invite one Microsoft partner in every episode to deep dive into their offering and how the joint value proposition benefits our customers. We want to provide information beyond the flashy marketing material and deep dive into the actual content. Please like, share, and subscribe. I want to introduce our host, myself, Thomas Winter. I'm the partner lead for Microsoft Switzerland, and Philippe Rass, the channel sales lead at Microsoft Switzerland. It is our honor today to welcome Vincent Duquesne from Sword Group to our podcast. Hi, Vincent. Great to have you here this afternoon.
Hi, Vincent. Really happy to have you here.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. That's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Excellent. So I'll go into some question about you and the company, and then Philippe goes into some more specific topics of how our businesses work together. So let's kick it off. Who are you as a person? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, that's a vast question, actually. That's 10 years therapy that I need to summarize in 5 minutes. So let's start with my position first. I'm the sales manager within Sword Technology in Switzerland, one of the best Microsoft partner, I hope, in Switzerland. And as a human being, because that was your question, nature lover, mountain lover, ultra runner. So I have the sense of the long efforts, which is sometimes the case working with Microsoft, as you know. And yeah, as I said, very happy to be here discussing about our joint business. That's something that is really important to us and that we are developing since almost 6 years now.
Fantastic. Well, great to have you in our community. And now you're at Sword Group. Tell us a little bit about Sword as a company.
Sword is actually, as you said, it's a group. We are operating in something like 40 countries and acting as individual SMB companies locally. It's basically organized per geography and competencies or knowledge experiences locally. So we, in Switzerland, there are two business units, Sword Services and Sword Technology. I'm personally working for Sword Technology. Sword Services is basically dealing with all the application development, maintenance of the application. And we are more the cloud transformation engine of the group, working in many countries, but especially with all the companies with their headquarters in Switzerland.
Excellent. And where does the name Sword come from? Are you in the fighting business?
That's a very good question. Actually, it came from the first mandate that the group had. It was something like 20 years ago. I think it's something, the word is basically cut in two. The S, I don't remember the exact name. I think it was simple word or something like that, because it was wording application or something dealing with the word that we had to identify in specific text or something like that. But it was a development at the beginning, and it's the completion of two specific words. So nothing related with the battle or the fights everywhere.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting. I just learned that SRAM chaining equipment for bikes also is kind of anagram for the names of the original founders. So sometimes you think it's one thing, but then you learn another. So thanks for sharing that part. Now, why have you chosen to be at Sword?
That's a funny story, because as you know, we used to work together. I was a Microsoftie during almost 4 years. And I have an analogy, which is basically as a Microsoftie, we spent our time and you are still spending your time conceiving the baby, like the evangelization of the market, pushing the new technologies, product to kind of the customers to be better in front of their business. I came from this service world, and it's basically also not only conceiving the baby, which is very funny and a good part of it, but also giving birth to the baby and helping the baby to grow and to become a part of the ecosystem of our customers. If I continue into this analogy, it's basically raising the baby to make sure that it will take his own place into the ecosystem of our customers. So I'm more, and there is nothing negative about that, but I wanted to be closer from the real transformation, not only pushing some concepts, but really dealing with the business on a daily basis and also seeing the effects. So that's the main reason I joined Swords. Obviously, the people that were there, and especially the boss, I need to say good words about my boss, you know, because it's always important, especially because it's recorded. So, but the guy is Guillaume Motard, and he's really human, and it's also a matter of sharing values. And we have the same values regarding the service, but also the way to deal with other human beings. And that's also a very good reason for me to join the Sword almost 2 years ago.
Now, that's great to hear. And I think you made a very important point when we leave the conception, the midwife and the nanny away for a side. But I think that point that the partners offer a truly complementary proposition to us as Microsoft, right? Where we would argue that we build the software products, we build the platforms, and then our partners either build additional elements on our platform or turn them into a managed service, a true customer value add, being it implementation or sustaining of it. And I think that you carved that point out very specifically, which, I mean, Satya Nadella said at the recent Inspire event, we can only be successful if you are successful. So I think that's a very important point. Well, glad you like it. I mean, it's always good to see different parts of the business. And I do think it's valuable throughout the career if you're in different places, because you always pick up new things. Now, that was the warm up. And I'll hand over to my co-host, Philippe, to double click a bit into the value propositions. Philippe, over to you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. I didn't know that we're in the baby business. But so, Vincent, normally my segue into going into business is I look at the website of a company and I try to figure out what's the slogan. And in your case, there is no slogan. Can you tell me what Sword does?
Yeah, that's also kind of funny because you spotted really the same points I spotted when I joined Sword. So, coming from Microsoft, my first question to Sword was, hey, what is our mission? Because, you know, we all have a mission. And especially coming from big companies, you always look for a mission. And as I said, being a group of SMB companies working together and mutualizing the back office, it's kind of difficult to have this one banner that we are all behind. So what I did, and that's not a secret, but that's only me. So I'm only, that's Vincent speaking now. I added one slide to the corporate presentation with one mission because I wanted that. And basically it's bringing agility to our customer businesses through cloud adoption. That's basically our mission. So through this new toolboxes enablements within their IT, we are basically also bringing agility to their business. And that's what they are all. And you know that perfectly because you're also dealing with them on a daily basis. But that's where we need to improve into discussing directly with the business and translate their needs into some answers that can be part of your toolboxes, part of our knowledge of our solutions. And that's basically the Lego we are working with on a daily basis.
So your mission is to provide agility into the transformation when moving into the cloud. Is that correct summary of what you just said?
Agility to the business, because at the end, the main driver is the business today with all our customers. We are discussing more and more on a daily basis with all the businesses, discussing with the CFOs, with the CHROs, with basically all the business enablers in the company, and taking their challenges, understanding their pain points, and helping them into identifying with the IT, obviously, what could be the best answer for them to help them to be better in front of their challenges, to help them to solve them if possible, and to help them focusing on added value tasks instead of being always confronted to the same challenges. So that's basically my daily business, is to discuss with those guys today. We are more talking more and more to the business and less to the IT.
So it sounds like a company that gets up in the morning, the only thing they should be thinking if they have a few problems or challenges is Sword, because Sword does everything.
Yeah, I would love life being like that. I would love my phone ringing with people telling me, hey, you know what? I have issues. I want you to help me solve these issues. And that's probably an area where we need to be better. Advertising what could be our value proposition to them, because we are still seen as a very infrastructure IT-centric company. And it's still a lot of projects that we are driving. And don't misunderstand me. We are still discussing a lot. And this cloud transformation within many companies is still driven by the IT because they see that it's their way to be valuable at the business table in now or even yesterday. But we are doing that with them. But in the future, yeah, that's basically the... I would love to be this kind of answer to them. If they have any business challenge, Yeah, call me and let's discuss. We probably have answers that could help you to be better in front of those challenges.
But help me now. I mean, yeah, I can call you. You know, my wife has her own business. She can call you and then we can have the whole day a discussion. But pinpoint a little bit more for our listeners. What is it that you specialize in? Because if I think Sword, I want to put something against it, because there are many partners out there that Microsoft works with, and some of them have specialized on certain product lines, on certain tasks, on certain services. What is it that makes you so special as Sword?
I can, to answer to your question, which is which could be a little bit complex and long, so please interrupt me if I'm too long into my answer, but I can definitely rely on the organization we have, because we decided to go for an organization with four business units, which are basically groupments of expertise, knowledge, and competencies that make sense in front of our customer challenges to make it more readable, more understandable. So the first one of them is the cloud services and infrastructure. So that's basically the layers, the foundations of this cloud transformation, enabling the identity into the cloud, the security, transversal security, whatever the clouds are, and then the backups, for instance, all those stuffs that you need to take into consideration during your cloud journey, because you have policies, you have regulation that you need to comply with. And that's basically where this team is working quite hard currently on those governance definition and foundation building with our customers. So that's one of the four BUs, business units we have. The second one is basically focused on the collaboration piece. Working, as you know, we are a very committed Microsoft partner. So working on the Microsoft 365 plus Power Platform pieces are part of your portfolio, and dealing with all the challenges of this new way of working that we are experiencing quite heavily right now with this this pandemic, but also helping the adoption. We decided to have a dedicated team for the adoption, the training of the end users. The success of those transformation is also with the adoption rates and obviously with the enablement of the end users that we are dealing with through the IT or the business with those projects. So that's the second team, dedicated on the collaboration piece. The third one is they are working on what we call enterprise service management. So it's a big title to say that we are enabling or digitalizing all the workflows, workloads that can be in a company. We are working also, one of the other strategic partners we have is ServiceNow, working quite heavily with ServiceNow connected to Microsoft, because there is a lot of bridges between the two. And that's basically a lot of automation that we can do, a lot of added value that can be enabled from the usage of the two components at the same time. And they are basically working on the processes within the customer organization. It could be organizational or it could be technical, improving those processes and digitalizing them. And the fourth business unit is the operation team, because we are a managed service provider. More and more our customers, they are asking us to be the owner of the solution globally. I mean, they want to focus themselves on their business challenges, as I said earlier. So they want us to be the owner of the toolbox and being at the table with them discussing about their challenges, but they want us to deal with the daily requests, daily service requests they have, or daily incidents. So we are the service desk for them. We have today, I think, we have more than 20,000 or around 20,000 users that we are providing with Service Desk today, and obviously up to the resolution, up to the layer 3. So we are basically signing managed service contract with price per user, like a subscription model like you have Microsoft. We did not reinvent the wheel, and it's an SLA. There are few SLAs or many SLAs depending on the contract that are associated with this price per user, but we will manage everything.
Let's talk a little bit about the market. So who are your customers? Do you segment your customers? Are you focusing on your customers in terms of enterprise customers, or are you all over the place? Medium-sized customers, small customers? Tell me a little bit how you profile who you want to talk to. So company size, and who are the typical people when you say business that you want to talk to?
Let's say historically, the company, we used to work with all kinds of businesses. And it's basically when you launch your own business, you will not say to anyone, hey, I don't want to work with you because my main vertical is this one or this one. So I'm a sales guy. So I'm still opportunistic also, you know, and when someone will ring at my bell, I will obviously listen to him. I would more answer to your question. I mean, to be fair, today, the first ones to take this cloud transformation seriously were the big ones, because they were the most impacted by this need of being agile in front of their business. And the business was also asking a little bit more, and the small, medium businesses, depending, some of them could be mature and also very agile to do this cloud transformation, but it came probably a little bit later. Today, our main, let's say, if I profile the customer we have, the typical customer we have in Switzerland, we are dealing with company size, something between 500 and 5,000 users. And we don't have vertical specialization because I think all businesses, they are impacted by this cloud transformation. I mean, it's the same with the size, but it's you can basically be impacted even if you're 10 users. And we are dealing with, for instance, some private equity companies, and they are for 20, 40 users, and they have identical issues than big banks that we are dealing with since years. So it's kind of complicated to answer to your question and being very precise on what are our customers.
Let me summarize. So what I understand, what you're saying is the door is open to everyone. But the first ones that entered the door were, of course, the big ones, because those were the first movers.
Yeah, that's what we saw. And you know, it's also a small world, especially in this French-speaking part of Switzerland. We are in a village. And when the early adopters decided to go this way, it helped us a lot to convince all the others, because it was like, hey, it's doable, especially in regards of the regulation, in regard of the emotional aspect of this non-Swiss potential data engine and so on. So that's a lot of challenges that we are dealing with on a daily basis. We need to convince. The Swiss data center, Microsoft's rung, was a really business changer, because it helped us a lot into convincing our customers. But also, yeah, the big ones taking this virage was also a game changer from my point of view.
Let's talk geography. So you mentioned the French-speaking part of Switzerland. Is that your focus area, or are you also there all over the place?
No, we are more and more dealing globally. I mean, our world is becoming smaller and smaller day after day. You know, I'm dealing with companies that have subsidiaries and that are operating worldwide, obviously. So even if you can still hear my French accent when I speak English, working mostly in English the entire day now. So it's not only a French-speaking part of business, it's more and more global. But in regards of our presence today, our headquarters is in the French-speaking part of Switzerland. We are dealing more and more with companies that have their headquarters in Switzerland, but globally. We have customers in Cham, in Zurich, or in Tessin also. So we are basically dealing with customers all over the place.
Tell us a little bit, give us a sneak peek on what is a standard discussion that you will have with a customer. So what is the typical scenario that you will encounter? As you know, our listeners is a mix between partners, customers, and also our internal people, addressing mainly our sellers. So give us a sneak peek. How does the day of Vincent look like?
It's pretty busy, first of all. And if some other partners are listening, I will not give you my secret recipe for my customers' meeting. But no, that's being serious. There is nothing magic into those discussions. It's basically asking. It's always the sentence, tell me what keeps you awake at night. And it's a little bit like that. It's discussing with the IT or with the business owners. It's always the same. It's please let me know what are the pain points and let's see if we can address them together. So that's the questions we first ask to all of our customers. And even if they are already our customers, it's like a daily exercise that you can do over and over, because you always have pain points. The big rocks, you address them first, and then you go smaller and smaller day after day. But there is always room for improvement into this process, enablement, digitalization. Everything can be digitalized today. I think that there is no one to convince about this statement. It's everywhere, and we can definitely improve many areas. And to be honest, we have a lot of work to be done in front of us, because there is still a lot of those processes that are not at the level they should be from my point of view. So that's, yeah, my typical day is discussing perhaps 50-50 with IT people or business owners and asking them this question. Please let me know what can be improved into your daily business. Even if you think that it cannot be done, just let me know and let's think about it. This morning I discussed with a trader who is just decided to open a new subsidiary in Brazil for coffee grains that they want to trade. And that's basically the question is nothing at the beginning. You can say, hey, there is nothing linked with IT. But if you dig a little more, it's basically, hey, how will you handle the quality? How will you manage the data that are spread everywhere around Brazil? How will you concatenate all those data together to have something that is valuable for your traders to put on the market and then to decide on the price? So that's a lot of discussion that I love personally, because it's not at all only IT. It's basically linked to their own business, and you need to understand what they are doing. You need to understand what are their challenges, but business related, and how they could address that. And that's basically my day at work.
And how much of your day at work is convincing customers to move from an on-prem installation into the cloud?
Oh, that's still a lot. That's where I see a lot of future for us and to my role and to my job, because there are still a lot of question marks. There is still a lot of work to be done into convincing that it's the solution that will bring this famous agility that we discussed earlier, that will help them to be better in front of their business challenges. And that's still a lot. I will not give you names, but we have customers that are still building data centers today. So it still exists. And that's, yeah, even they know that it's not the final solution, but yeah, we still have worked together to convince them all.
Let's talk partnership. What's your view?
About our partnership?
You tell me.
Yeah, you know me. When I was a Microsoftie, I was first in charge of the partners in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, building the partner network. I'm a strong believer that we are always better with others than alone. You know, it's in my DNA to work with partners. I built a lot of long-term partnership, joining SWORD with other companies, because you cannot be the best in every area. So especially in the workloads I just described to you, you can see that we miss perhaps some data intelligence business units. We missed probably some high level consultancy business units. So we decided to, it was a decision between building them from scratch, and it takes a lot of time and investment, energy, and so on, or having those partnerships alive with the ones that are trusted and with whom you also have a strong connection, because we are still working with human beings. And it's really important to have this connection, to know that we can trust each other. And I'm also, that's part of the values that I was talking earlier in this discussion. I'm also a strong believer that we have to share values if we want to work together. And coming back to the Microsoft partnership, it's our main partnership. So we believe strongly that our choice is the good one. We spend a lot of time work. It's like a couple, you know. You're talking to a guy that has two divorces behind him. So I know exactly what is a wedding and what is also spending some time with someone. And it's effort every day to make it happen. And that's where I know sometimes it's complicated and we have to talk, we have to discuss about the challenges. And that's what we do with the local team Microsoft sometimes, because I know a little bit the rules. I tell them, no, it's not doable for us because it will take us too much time. And when you're transparent, honest, it goes better after that, because you say what you did and or what you do, and you do what you say. And that's a bit the way it works today. And it works well.
I think I would like to agree that the beauty of a partnership is you don't always have to agree with each other, but you're open and frank about it. So you're not wasting the time of each other. And that's a sign of respect and also a good segue in the future. Because if you can rely that when the person says, yes, here we will partner and here we can't partner for whatever reason, then that makes it just much, much better and stronger. So I agree with you.
That brings also, you have to bring clarity, but that brings also power to the yes when sometimes you say no. And it's the same in front of our customers. If I'm fully transparent with you, and I'm always like that, so you are used to it. But from time to time, the best answer is not Microsoft. It could happen. Sorry to tell you that, guys, but no, seriously, it's also when we cannot deliver or when we don't have the best solution. And let's face it, we will not be the only ones. And we have plenty of competitors that are also very, very good in their domain of competencies. They have knowledges that we don't have, and that's fine. I mean, it's also, if you want to be trusted, you need also to stick to a very transparent and honest position in front of those challenges. So I spend my days, coming back to my day at work, it's also probably, I don't know, 10, 20% of my days to say no to customers, which is really challenging for me, you know?
Yeah, I think the power and the value of feedback, frank feedback is, and especially in the case of Microsoft, and I have to say that we are well known for quick turnarounds. So whenever you say no to us, we will find a way that in the near future, you will also say yes. So I agree with that. My last question to you would be, would you care to make any prediction on the development of digital transformation in the market in general? Do you have any thoughts around that? You're spending your whole day just discussing that. And with COVID, things have changed dramatically in some cases. Would you like to give a prediction on how you would see the world, or a vision maybe?
Yeah, I will, but I'm no one to have vision, just to start. That's only my gut feeling. I'm pretty sure that we are still early stage into this digital transformation. That's the first baby steps that we are doing now. I see ourselves like the first guys on boats going to America. You know, that was a huge challenge. That was a lot of efforts, huge risks. And few of us will make it at the end of the day. No, that's not that like that. But you know, we at the end, as I said, all the processes, all the actions that we are doing on daily basis, they will be digitalized from my point of view. It's already, and the COVID was an accelerator to this transformation because it brings to clarity the fact that we need to evolve in our way to work together, in our way to deal with the daily businesses that all verticals have. I mean, that's not only IT, that's not only finance, that's basically all of the verticals we are dealing with on a daily basis. And it's impacting everyone. Today, I think it's impacting, but kind of smoothly, and we are very cautious about this transformation. But for sure, in the coming years, it will basically be a global transformation from my point of view.
With that, thank you very much, Vincent. Thank you very much for the partnership. Back to you, Thomas.
Thank you very much. That was super insightful. So we get a lot of new understanding of SORT Group. So thanks for taking the time this afternoon and talking to us. With that, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys. That was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.